You are listening to the audio production of The Sacred Search, What If It's Not About Who You Marry, But Why? By Gary Thomas, published by David C. Cook. This book is read by the author.
Chapter 1, A Tale of Two Tears. I'd like to share two scenarios with you. Together, they reveal how crucial it is to make a wise choice about whom you marry. The first scenario is that of a man whose face grew taut as he confessed, "Let me be honest with you. My marriage has constituted the biggest cross of my life." The tears that slipped out of this normally reserved man's eyes and rolled down his cheeks provided a sobering picture of the weight this man carries with him every day of his life. Though God has used him in some amazing ways, he said that his marriage acted more like a weight than an encouragement. He keeps moving forward because he believes it's the right thing to do, but he walks his journey with, quote, a rock in his shoe, end quote, that hurts him every step of the way. His marital choice didn't stop his journey, but it certainly made it more painful. The second scenario is that of a 30-something woman who cried an entirely different sort of tears, happy ones. She spoke of her husband's care for her. She suffered more medical challenges before her 35th birthday than most people will face in a lifetime. She never expected life to be so difficult. But rather than her spouse being a rock in her shoe, her husband has been a rock to hold on to in this storm, a source of tremendous encouragement. He has made her laugh during her darkest days and genuinely makes her feel beautiful when she feels she looks her worst. Quote, "Next to Jesus, my husband has been the greatest joy in my life. I can't even imagine where I'd be without him, or how I would have faced all that I have without him by my side," end quote. One person is crying tears of pain, working as hard as he can to keep his marriage together. But he compares his relationship to a cross. It saps his strength, but he perseveres. The other person is also crying, but not because she's struggling through a difficult relationship. She weeps because she is grateful for a man who loves her so well and so wonderfully that she can't imagine life without him. Tears of pain and tears of joy. A marriage compared to bearing the cross. A union compared to a foretaste of heaven. 10 years after you're married, what kind of tears will you be crying? Will they be the stinging tears of pain or warm tears generated by joy? The reality is every marriage has plenty of both kinds of tears, but it's...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?